All right, I'm sitting here with the queen of rock and roll, Linda Gail Lewis. Welcome back to Malmö.
Thank you so much, Nicholas.
What a great show you did tonight.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it was such a nice audience tonight, and the guys were in such a groove with me, and it's one of the best shows that I've done in Sweden, and I think it's the best I've done here.
What a great band. Oh, Mickey Finnell and Rolf and the legendary Billy Bremner.
Oh, I know. It was absolutely wonderful. We were so happy to have Billy come with us tonight. It was great.
I'd like to talk a little bit about your new record.
Okay.
Two Kings and a Queen.
Yes. I'm so excited about it. I really love it. It was so much fun doing Elvis songs and Jerry Lee songs, both. And yeah, it was great fun. Yeah, the original idea was an Elvis tribute album. And I told Mickey, I said, I can't do that. I have to do for my brother, too. It has to be both. And he said, okay, Two Kings and a Queen. I said, well, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah. The king of rock and roll, the king of the pounding piano, and the queen of rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, all that king, queen business, is, it don't mean a whole lot, you know, but it was just so much fun to do some music from both of them. It was a lot of fun.
Two Kings and a Queen, that's also the title of one of the tracks on the album.
Well, it is, and it's, I like the song. I had a couple of people tell me that they really liked it a lot. I use song titles to write the song, so it's unusual.
There's a lot of song titles in the lyrics.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. And there's also two great old heroes mentioned in the lyrics.
And that was the other thing I wanted to mention, Carl and Johnny.
Yeah, and I love that line, two kings and a queen.
Cash in between and a whole lot of Perkins, too.
Yeah. Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash, are they your favorite Sun Records artists besides of your brother and Elvis?
I really love what they did. I absolutely love what they did. And, of course, I liked some of the other guys, too, Billy Lee Riley and some of the other guys. But, you know, I was pretty young back then when all the Sun stuff was happening. I was pretty young.
How were they? I mean, Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins.
Well, see, I knew them later on in the 70s. In the 60s and 70s, I was on the road with my brother. And we did a lot of shows with Carl and Johnny. Yeah. And I remember one time Johnny had Carl playing guitar on his show, which I thought was unusual, but I think he paid him a lot or something, and Carl just wanted to do it, so he did. But and then Carl Perkins, of course, had done a lot of stuff over in Europe, and I work in Europe a lot, so I've been exposed to their music later. It not so much when they were on Sun, but later on.
The album, Two Kings and a Queen, it is a cover album, a lot of great classic songs.
Well, it is, and you know, we wanted to do it because so often when we are selling our CDs, people will say, we want to have an album that has the songs you've done tonight. So on this album, we really cover a lot of the songs that we're doing.
Was it hard to choose which songs?
Yes, it was so hard. It was very hard.
I have a couple of favorites on that album.
Yes, Jordan?
I'm on Fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. And we need to start doing that one live. I like that song a lot.
Yeah,
I do.
Wasn't it so that that song was supposed to be your brother's comeback song in 64?
Well, yeah, I mean, he had so much trouble with all that bad publicity and stuff, and before he had his country hits, he was struggling, and they had a lot of things they tried, and that was one of them.
But it didn't sell that good because of it was in 1964, and there was a band from Liverpool who turned every single chart upside down.
Well, and not only that, you got to remember that after the bad publicity, Jerry didn't get airplay anymore. Nobody played his records, so nobody heard Old Black Joe, nobody heard Let's Talk About Us. And that's why me and Van Morrison did Let's Talk About Us and Old Black Joe, some of those songs, because we both are Jerry Lee Lewis fans. And Van said, well, let's give Let's Talk About Us another chance. Let's do it. I mean, it's the Otis Blackwell song. He wrote Great Balls of Fire. He wrote All Shook Up and many more. So, because it wasn't promoted, it couldn't be promoted because Jerry was just, after that scandal, it was over for a while. But he worked so hard on the road doing gigs and stuff, he made his way back up on a circuit where he could make really good money and have a really happy life. But then came the country hits, and he was back on top again with Chantilly Lace and What Made Milwaukee Famous and all those great songs. So he's done really well.
Yeah. another great track on this new album, your version of Rip It Up.
Oh, do you like that? Yeah.
I love that version.
I love that song. Yeah. We have so much fun doing that one.
It's one of my favorite rock and roll classics.
Oh, mine too. I love it. Yeah. I never do a show that I don't do Rip It Up. Oh. I do it every time.
Yeah. It's Little Richard's old classic. Little Richard, he turned 85.
Yeah. I know. And he seems to be doing pretty okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's even older than your brother.
Just by a couple of years. Yeah. Well, 3 years. Because Jerry just turned 82.
Mm. But you have met Little Richard.
Oh, yeah, many times.
Yeah. How is he?
Very, very nice. Uh-huh. Really sweet. Last time I saw him was in the year 2000. Me and Van was working on our album. Mm-hmm. It was early, early 2000, and Jerry and Little Richard and Chuck Berry did a show at this big place in London. I can't remember what it was called now, a huge place. And I went. I went to the gig, and I was backstage, and I saw Richard. He's coming out of his dressing room. I didn't know he would remember me, but he did, and he was so nice. Really sweet. Really sweet guy.
I was thinking about one thing. You have been in Sweden a lot.
I have.
Very, very much. During all these years, you must have learned a lot of Swedish.
If you guys didn't speak such good English, that probably would have happened. But y'all do.
But you have learned some Swedish.
I've had many Swedish people tell me, Linda, it's better if we speak English with you, because if you start speaking Swedish, it'll be a language like no one has ever heard.
Because I must tell you, last Sunday here at this place, I was at a concert. There were several artists. And one of the artists who played here last Sunday, it was Eric Bazilian from the Hooters.
Yes, darling.
And he lives in Sweden.
Oh, okay.
He has a Swedish wife. And all the time he was speaking Swedish.
Okay.
The whole concert through. He also sang two songs in Swedish.
Well, now I am planning to do that. Yeah, I am.
Yeah?
Yep, we decided about it recently. Yes, we're going to do a song in Swedish.
Yeah.
Michael says we're going to do it.
And you know what song?
Yeah, he knows.
He knows, but you don't know.
I can't remember what it is, but he probably can tell you. I did one line on Klaus's album.
Yeah.
Come hem igen, come hem igen. And my friend Neil Sarek from TRP said, Linda, that's no fun at all, because you don't have an accent or anything when you sing it. And I wanted it to sound like Louisiana, come hem again, instead of, you know, what it turned out to be.
Well, that sounded great.
Yeah, I did do that one line. And Michael knows this. He's picked a song for me to do in Swedish. Yeah. Maybe that'll kind of open things up for me when I start learning the songs.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Thank you, darling.
Linda Gay Lewis, thank you very much for taking your time.
It's always a pleasure, Nicholas. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.